is What The Flux. I'm Brett.
And I'm Harshdeep, and it's Wednesday the 20th of March.
HD, lovely to have you on the pod. A massive upgrade from Juzzy Boy, that's for sure.
I know, I hope everybody missed me.
Now listen to this one, HD. Mr. Beast, the YouTuber and entrepreneur, who's known for his popular video creations and big efforts in philanthropy, not to mention extreme stunts, is making the leap from YouTube to Amazon Prime with a new reality competition show.
Mr. Beast is hitting an even bigger screen.
Uh-huh.
Flux fam, there's 12 days left in March, which means 12 days left for a chance to score a month of free rent. So unless you've been living in some corner under a rock, you'll know that we've decided to pay someone's rent this month. All you need to do is sign up to the Flux app with the promo code PAYMYRENT. For each sign up, we'll add $1 into a rent kitty that will pay one random Flux fam member's rent at the end of the month.
Three very generous stories today, HD.
Let's get into it.
For our first, Uber is paying Aussie taxi drivers $272 million in a big class action settlement.
Crazy stuff, Brett. What's happening here?
Okay, so Uber, as we know, was founded in 2009. Mm-hmm. It's a global transportation company. Basically provides ride-hailing services, delivery, even freight transport.
And it's no secret that when Uber hit the scene, it was not good news for taxi drivers.
Uh-huh. In fact, in 2019, around 8,000 taxi and hire car owners, they filed a class action suit against Uber.
And this week, Uber settled that suit and agreed to pay $272 million.
Now, here's a fun fact for you, HD. This is the fifth largest class action settlement in Australian legal history.
The taxi and hire car drivers said Uber had harmed them financially by setting up and running its UberX services in Australia illegally.
Now, the case against Uber was to compensate for lost income for drivers and loss in the value of licenses that were bought by the owners of taxis and also charter vehicles as well.
Because Uber launched with cheaper and more convenient services despite being unlicensed.
Uh-huh. So I'm wondering over here, what is the key learning?
Eventually, Brett, regulation always catches up.
Uh-huh. Following this big outcome, an Uber spokesperson highlighted that Uber was now regulated in every single state and territory across Australia.
Uber first launched in Australia in Sydney in 2012, and back then operating outside the law.
Uh-huh. Not sure if you remember, HD, but back then it was often faced with furious protests from the taxi industry.
The ACT was the first Australian jurisdiction to allow ride-sharing services like UberX to operate legally. That was in 2015.
And then old New South Wales, they followed soon after, and then, of course, the rest of the country.
According to the law firm that won the case, Morris Blackburn, the settlement was in the top five class actions in Australia's legal history.
So even if it takes a very long time, regulation eventually does catch up to innovation in the end.
Yep. For our second story, Google is looking to partner up with Apple to license the Google Gemini AI system for the iPhone.
Can't imagine competition regulators too thrilled about this little puppy, HD, so tell me more.
Well, Brett, you'll remember Google launched its AI model Bard to rival OpenAI's ChatGPT.
Uh-huh, and since then, Bard has kind of evolved, changed itself a little bit. Now it's called Gemini.
Yep.
It's a much supposedly larger, more advanced AI model. Google is apparently in talks with Apple to build Gemini into the iPhone.
It's giving let me copy your homework vibes from Apple.
Yeah, pretty much. While Apple has been testing with its own AI, it's looking like it wants to buddy up with someone in order to step into the AI market.
And this deal could be a major win for Google too, who'll be able to expand Gemini across a whopping 2 billion active Apple devices.
Talk about market access.
Oh yeah. So tell me, Brett, what's the key learning?
If you're trying to get noticed, you need to be in front of a very big crowd.
Since the launch of OpenAI's ChatGPT in late 2022, other tech companies like Google have been scrambling to catch up and stake their claim in the AI market.
But HD, so far, the competition hasn't been particularly impressive.
However, a team up between Google's Gemini and Apple could change that.
Yeah, pushing Gemini out to approximately 2 billion devices kind of gives Google immediate access to a pretty ginormous market.
And potentially a lot of data to learn from.
Having that many potential users really gives Google quite an opportunity to test and improve Gemini really quickly.
This isn't Google's first time leveraging a phone company to expand its AI.
Nope. Earlier this year, Google actually partnered with Samsung to release AI-branded features to the Samsung Galaxy S24 smartphone.
Looks like Google's got a serious plan in the works to dominate the AI space.
Couldn't agree more. For our third and final story, BHP is reportedly laying off a lot of staff members at its mega nickel and copper project in Western Australia. Australia.
Yikes. Tough times for nickel. What's happening here, Brett?
Okay, HD. So BHP, obviously the world's biggest mining company.
Has a market cap of an unfathomable $220 billion.
But, HD, BHP has been doing it a little rough when it comes to nickel mining projects specifically.
It's reportedly stood down almost 100 staff members, or one quarter of the workers that were working on its West Musgrave Nickel and Copper project. And Brett, this has come about after BHP wrote down the value of its nickel business by $5.4 billion last month.
Ouch-a-roonies.
So it's hard to have certainty on how any of its nickel projects are actually going to play out.
Yeah, so true. So what is the key learning here?
Dominating an industry is great, but dominating only part of an industry means running the risk of being undercut by competitors.
You see, Australia's got one of the biggest nickel reserves globally.
But the nickel industry in Australia is struggling big time.
Yeah, in fact, the price of nickel has dropped from around $50,000, that was in 2022, to now just over $17,500.
And the biggest reason for this is Indonesia's rapid development in nickel processing,
which has allowed them to undercut prices with low processing and labor costs.
Now, Brett, Australia may be a massive nickel miner, but we don't have the capacity to process and refine nickel, at least not the way Indonesia does.
China reckons Indonesia's nickel is very attractive because it has cheaper mining and processing costs.
And with that, Indonesia's share of the global nickel market has gone up more than 10 times.
Which has left miners, just like BHP, writing down multi-billion dollar mining projects because they're finding it very hard to compete. HD, an absolute treat to have you on the pod. Looking forward to sharing the pod duties with you over the next few weeks while Justin is away.
Looking forward to it too.
Flux fam, in the meantime, make sure to sign up to the Flux app and use the code PAYMYRENT. And who knows, perhaps Flux could be paying your rent next month.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on Friday.